Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Today is the day of the opening of Westchester Furioso at the theater in Ogunquit, Maine. Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin completed a very delicious dinner at Mom and Pop's restaurant in Ogunquit, and then walk to the theater, where we see them now a few moments before the first curtain is due to rise, and we hear Calvin say...
Hey, where's the curtain around here?
Oh, Calvin, you're facing the wrong way.
It's over here.
Right there. I'm just going to peek out through the curtain and see how many people are out there.
Fine.
Mary, look at this.
What?
A good house.
Oh, my, yes.
Why, it's great to see a crowd again.
It's nice the way they have the theater dressed.
What's that, Mary?
The way they have sold tickets so that they're sitting there nicely.
They're spread around so that it makes some people at every corner of the theater.
Yeah, that's what they've done. They've dressed the theater nicely.
Have you seen Greg yet?
Greg? Who was Greg?
Greg Marlowe, of course, Mary.
I don't know. I kind of feel lightheaded.
Yes, talking kind of giddily.
Some reason, I don't know why.
I got to get my tap shoes on.
Hope I can remember my lines. Do you remember what the first thing I say when I go on stage?
No, I'm just worried about my own lines, Mary.
I forget.
Come to think of it, I don't remember what my first line is.
Well, hey, we better get together. The curtain's going to go up in a few minutes.
Well, here's the script.
You can't go on stage carrying a script.
No, I just want to brush up on the lines. Oh, here it is, Mary. Here's your first line.
There it is.
Oh, yes. I say, come in.
And I say, it's me, Reginald. This will all come back once the curtain goes up, Mary.
You sure about that?
Of course. Old troopers like us, we can ad lib if we don't remember the exact words.
Well, I'll be standing out here in the wings anyway, and I'm so tired.
Prompting book.
I'm so tired. I can't keep my eyes
open. Oh, now, come on. This is no time to go to sleep, Calvin. This is big opening night.
Yeah.
Wish Greg were here. He could.
Where is Greg, you suppose?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Let me go over and ask the stage doorman if he's seen Greg. Hey, Pop, have you seen Mr. Marlowe? No? He was here a little bit earlier.
Harry? Greg was going around town visiting disc jockeys, trying to promote the show, radio programs.
That's right. That's what he's going to do today.
Get tied up in the Ogunquit traffic.
Yes, the drive-time traffic is rather heavy here in the summer.
Sure. Well, I'm going to kind of curl up and take 40 weeks.
I wouldn't do it. You won't wake up, Calvin, for your second act specialty number.
I just can't keep my eyes open. It must have been that grilled cheese sandwich I had.
The stage doorman, Pop, over there, says he hasn't seen Mr. Barlow since about 2:30 this afternoon. But the orchestra's in the pit.
I can hear them out there, I think.
Yes, the audience is quieting down now, too. It'll be curtain time in a minute.
Curtain going up in 30 seconds.
Okay, stage manager. I guess we'll have to begin without Mr. Barlow.
Places, everybody.
Come on, girls.
Where do I go?
Well, you go to the living room set, Mary.
Oh, right.
We don't see that right at the opening,
right.
Uh-oh, there's the overture. Good luck, break a leg.
In your hat, by Lily Dashay.
And so the curtain rises slowly on the opening of Westchester Furioso in Ogunquit, Maine. Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin don't seem too sure of their lines. Be sure and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Mary say,
I don't know what to say.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, Word Carr speaking.